The shift most leaders miss about AI isn't output quality. It's that the gap between discussing what you need and having the thing built has collapsed to zero. The meeting where you plan the work and the session where you build the work are now the same event. I'm calling this voice to build. The distinction from what came before matters more than it sounds. Voice to output, the old mode, treats AI as a consultant. You describe the problem, it gives you information, you go implement. Voice to build treats AI as a builder. The agent opens your files, makes changes, runs tests, iterates until it works. The consultant isn't writing a recommendation anymore. They're at your desk, hands on the keyboard, building while you talk. Here's the thing. When you stop evaluating AI by the quality of its advice and start evaluating it by the quality of what it ships, everything downstream changes. Your meetings, your team structure, your definition of done. Four foundations make this possible. Remove any one and it breaks. Messy data is no longer a barrier. Agents handle unstructured CSVs, screenshots, transcripts scattered across folders. Deep context persists across sessions, so the agent knows your standards, your history, your preferences. Agents build, not advise. Claude Code in Terminal opens files, makes changes, deploys, and voice input closes the loop. Real-time dictation, so either person in a meeting can direct the agent verbally. The conversation and the build happen simultaneously. Now, three examples from the past few weeks, each illustrating a different principle. Alex Klenthaus, co-founder of WebProfits, rebuilt the entire company website in a few hours using Claude Code. While watching a movie, he'd gone through the onboarding that afternoon. By the evening, his reaction was, "I'm gonna just get nuts now." He did. The old version of that story takes weeks. Brief a designer, wireframe, iterate, develop, test, deploy. Alex knew exactly what the site needed, 15 years of digital experience. The agent just removed every step between knowing and having. Second, a case study system I've built takes raw materials, client stats, transcripts, Figma files, and ships finished, deployed case studies. Before, 5 handoffs, days of calendar time. After, 1 handoff, hours. Here's the insight. Every handoff in a process is where quality degrades and context gets lost. When an agent holds the entire context from raw material to deployed output, those handoffs disappear. Third, a training session with Mason on creative analysis reporting. 10 CSV exports, screenshots, a budget tracker with layered formulas. Instead of producing action items to follow up later, the meeting produced database setup, file structure, data ingestion, dashboard framework, built in real time while we were still talking. Not, we'll action this later, built, building. What's next? The instinct is to assume speed means lower quality. The opposite happens. When AI builds, you're evaluating a shipped product, not a draft. The website still needs to look good, read well, and deploy. You need to know what good looks like across more dimensions, design, copy, functionality, deployment, all at once. The bar rises, and that reveals the real bottleneck shift. Your domain knowledge becomes the constraint, not your team's capacity, not execution speed. Alex can build a website because he knows what a website needs. Mason can build a reporting dashboard because he knows what creative analysis requires. Strip away the execution layer, and what's left is expertise. This isn't comfortable. It means the value of "I'll know it when I see it" drops to zero. You need to know it before you see it. You need to describe good clearly enough for an agent to build it. The question has changed. It's no longer, does it generate good output? It's, can we build and ship while we're still in the meeting? The competitive advantage isn't, we use AI. It's, we build with agents. And that gap is widening every week.